Attorney General Gonzalez was set to appear tomorrow in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, but that hearing has now been put off till Thursday. The committee wants to know if the firings of 8 U.S. prosecutors were politically motivated. Gonzalez's prepared statement indicates that he'll apologize for what he describes as his missteps that fueled the controversy. News analyst Daniel Shore says this all has a familiar feel to it.
What do Alberto Gonzalez, Paul Wolfowitz, Don Imus, and Michael Nifong have in common? All of them are currently in trouble, their futures clouded because their natural constituencies turned on them. Attorney General Gonzalez is prepared to testify that he's sorry about the mistakes he made in the course of firing 8 U.S. attorneys, and that he has nothing to hide. But the Justice Department has a lot to answer for in sanctioning surveillance and wiretapping. World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz, one of the chief architects of the Iraq invasion, has been obliged to explain about placing his girlfriend in a well-paid State Department job. Wolfowitz says he will not resign. But girlfriend aside, Wolfowitz has been the target of staff and members of the bank unhappy about his management and some of his decisions on lending. Media personality Don Imus was brought down after insulting racial references to the Rutgers basketball team, but that was only the latest such language in a career that brought in millions of dollars until something happened, and a lot of people couldn't take it anymore. And North Carolina prosecutor Michael Nifong, running for district attorney of Durham County in the next election, pursuing a rape case against 3 white Duke University lacrosse players, which the Attorney General of North Carolina found to be totally without foundation. Now, Nifong faces charges of withholding evidence from the defense. The public may abide a lot. Outrage may be a saleable commodity. So-called public servants may not serve the public well. Racial insults may even draw an audience, until something snaps in the public consciousness. Then you will find persons once of great power full of excuses and inadequate memories. This is Daniel Shore.